The broadest national survey of Australian households has shown the number of people completely dependent on welfare continued to fall even as the global financial crisis was at its height. The finding is made in the latest Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey, quaintly known as HILDA, from the Melbourne Institute. The survey has prompted a peak welfare organisation to renew its call for increasing welfare payments. Lexi Metherill reports.
In 2009, the global financial crisis was in full swing. But according to Australia's most in-depth national household survey, Australians were largely immune. The latest HILDA survey has found in 2009, Australians were as satisfied as they were the year before, and incomes were rising.
We didn't see any discernible negative impact on people's wellbeing.
Roger Wilkins is a principal researcher at the Melbourne Institute, which has been doing the HILDA survey since 2001. He credits the federal government for shielding households from the shock of the crisis.
In late 2008 and early 2009, the federal government made a number of cash bonus payments, which amounted to several thousands of dollars for many families. So they were not trivial amounts of money, and that resulted in quite strong growth in most household incomes between 2008 and 2009. In fact, the HILDA survey has been running since 2001, and this was the strongest growth in household incomes that we've seen since the start of the HILDA survey.
That's not to say that people didn't lose their jobs as a result of the GFC. The HILDA survey backs evidence that it was construction workers and professionals that were hardest hit. Most were aged between 15 and 44. But while that resulted in a spike in people on unemployment benefits, the number of people who rely heavily on welfare continued to fall, even during the GFC. The proportion of working-age people who get more than 90% of their income from welfare dropped from 7% in 2001 to 5% in 2009. Roger Wilkins says that's largely due to the welfare-to-work reforms of 2006.
They essentially put a number of people eligible for the parenting payment on the unemployment benefit called, I think, Enhanced New Start, but it was essentially a lower rate of payment and with a less generous income test, so you could earn less money and retain eligibility for the benefit. So that's certainly reduced the extent of welfare reliance of sole parents. We have seen an increase in employment of sole parents and a decline in their welfare receipt.
Australia's experience of social security reliance is amongst the lowest in OECD countries, and that's particularly the case for working age payments. We're significantly below the OECD average. So that's evidence that we've had over recent years, and it's very clear from these data that that evidence is continuing.
The acting chief executive of the Australian Council of Social Service, Tessa Boyd-Kane, says the data shows people receiving unemployment benefits really need it.
The reality of unemployment when you've got such a low level of unemployment that the people on it are, you know, for example, we're talking about three-fifths being long-term unemployed, a third of those are over 45 years of age, two-fifths only have education up to year 12. So the nature of people on the unemployment benefit now is very different from 10 or 20 years ago. It means the kind of support they need to get a job and to keep a job is far more intensive and is simply not the kind of service that we're currently making available for job seekers. And clear evidence in this report today that, in fact, the numbers of people relying on those payments are declining. So we're very far from a situation where Australia is facing increasing welfare reliance and, therefore, you know, even better argument for increasing the payments for those who do rely on it.
The acting chief executive of the Australian Council of Social Service, Tessa Boyd-Kane.